President Bush has assured his Mexican counterpart, Vicente Fox, that Mexico's immigration issue remains a top priority, but many believe the legislation won't be taken up in earnest again for some time, as NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
Less than 1 week before the terrorist attacks, President Vicente Fox was the toast of the town in Washington. Speaking before a joint session of the U.S. Congress, Mexico's president again pressed for a temporary guest worker plan for Mexicans.
Regularization does not mean rewarding those who break the law. Regularization means that we will provide them with the legal means to allow them to continue contributing to this great nation.
Before September 11th, Fox had managed to catch the ear of even the most conservative U.S. politicians, and immigration reform discussions were underway in earnest. Fox's initial vision of open borders and blanket amnesty proved politically unacceptable in the North, but President Bush had signaled support for a program under which legal guest workers could eventually be naturalized. Now all bets are off, says Sidney Weintraub with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.
The issue of how much of what our immigration policy should be is going to be a fairly important issue in the debate about future security of the United States, so that it can no longer be treated quite in the relatively simple way that both Fox and Bush wanted to treat it. It now will come into the whole broader context of security arrangements here in the country.
Tougher security arrangements are already in place. Undocumented workers along the Mexican border with Texas say they've never seen such a buildup on the U.S. side. They speak of helicopters and search dogs and border agents everywhere. One 40-year-old Mexican man says he'll never get past the reinforced patrols.
They say it's because of the terrorist attacks up there. Right now, more than anything, my friend and I are trying to scrape together the money to go home. I've tried to cross twice already, and now I've lost hope. I just want to return to my town and to my family.
President Bush has said the U.S. has no more important relationship in the world than the one it has with Mexico. Now, what appears most important is locking out potential terrorists, and security isn't the only concern that's sidelining immigration reform with Mexico. Analyst Sidney Weintraub says the economic fallout from the attacks will reduce the need for Mexican labor.
You know, if the economy is going to move into a reasonably deep recession over the course of the next 6 to 9 months, which I think is what everybody expects, it's not going to be easy to get back to that issue. It was easy to get to that issue when the U.S. economy was booming.
With massive layoffs already announced in the United States, the political will to open U.S. borders to foreign workers is waning. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.